السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Headlines for the 8th of February 2020. Headlines: Turkey criticizes Syria, but its action on the ground are only to support its observation posts. Reports of Trump's anger over British promotion of Chinese technology. America works to align Muslim rulers for betrayal of Palestine. Details. Turkey criticizes Syria, but its action on the ground are only to support its observation posts. The almost decade-long comprehensive plan to suppress the Syrian revolutionaries is entering its final stages. The Syrian Northwest is the last significant region in the country to be brought back under the control of the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Turkey has presented itself to the Syrian revolutionaries as their supporter, but in reality, it has betrayed them time and again. In fact, helping the Assad regime to retake control over the country. Now with the latest regime initiative, Turkey has been making the same noises, but its action on the ground are minimal, concerned more of its observation posts than the Syrian people. While it sits and waits for talks with Russia, which has been openly backing Assad. According to Al Jazeera, Turkey has sent nearly 150 vehicles with commandos and ammunition to reinforce its 12 observation posts in Idlib, Syria's last rebel-held region. According to Turkish state news agency Anadolu, the entry of the Turkish convoy, at least the second in a week, on Friday followed an increase in fighting in northwestern Idlib province and a rare deadly clash between Turkish and Syrian government forces. The development also came a day before Russian officials arrived in Turkey for talks over the situation in Idlib. Turkey says 9 of its outposts, set up under the 2018 deal with Russia, all in the southwestern part of the region, have now been encircled by the Syrian army. According to Al Jazeera's Sinem Kosioglu, Kosioglu reported from Syria's Bab al-Hawa near the Turkish border, said Ankara is determined to keep the positions. Quote, after the Syrian government managed to regain control over the terrace down below the M4 and M5 highways, as well as the Saraqib town, 9 Turkish military posts are now in the areas that are under control of the Syrian government. End quote, she said. Quote, for now, they are safe. But just a couple of days ago, at night, a Turkish convoy was hit by the Syrian government. So the safety and security of the Turkish military posts are questionable. End quote. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened to drive back Syrian troops in Idlib unless they withdrew by the end of the month. With the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the revolution lives on. But it will only bear fruit once Muslims fully realize that all our present rulers are agents for the foreign disbelievers, and not to be trusted. If we rise up against them, then we must rise up without taking help from them. Only those who place their trust in Allah alone will be successful. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And whoever relies upon Allah, then He is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish His purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent. Surah At-Talaq, verse 3. Reports of Trump's anger over British promotion of Chinese technology. Despite the apparent strong alliance between the US and the UK, it is quite apparent for political observers that America and Britain are in a condition of deep and ongoing rivalry with each other that plays across many of the regions of the world and across many global issues, one of which is technology. Following Britain's decision to employ Huawei's technology in contradiction of America's demands, the intensity of America's displeasure is becoming quite evident. According to CNN, President Donald Trump, quote, tore into, end quote, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson in a phone call last week after Britain announced it would allow Huawei into 5G networks, according to a person familiar with the call. The decision rejected long-standing US concerns about the Chinese tech giant. Trump was furious, according to the person, who said Trump berated Johnson over the move, which he characterized as a national security threat. The Financial Times first reported on the phone call. Officially, the U.S. maintains a regretful tone about the decision, but the call reflects Trump's more voracious private anger. Quote, the United States is disappointed by the U.K.'s decision, end quote. A senior administration official said when it was announced, adding the U.S. would work with the U.K., quote, on a way forward that results in the exclusion of untrusted vendor components from 5K networks, end quote. Johnson is expected to visit Washington soon, but no visit has been announced yet. With Brexit finalized, the U.S. and the U.K. are preparing to start negotiations on a new transatlantic trade deal. Trump has publicly stated that Johnson reflects a, quote, British Trump, end quote. But the two men remain at odds on a number of issues, including Huawei and the Iran nuclear deal. Speaking to CNBC on Friday, Vice President Mike Pence said that Trump administration is, quote, profoundly disappointed, end quote, in the British for granting access to Huawei. Quote, I remember I met Prime Minister Johnson. I told them the moment UK is out of Brexit, we were willing to begin a negotiation, a free trade agreement with the UK. And now the UK is out of Brexit. Our team had begun that process to work, but we just don't believe that utilizing the assets, the technology of Huawei, is consistent with the security and privacy interests of the UK, of the United States. And it remains a real issue, end quote, he said. The conflict between Western powers is a legacy of the division into multiple Christian kings and princes under a single pope. And it was further reinforced by the Westphalian settlement, which developed the idea of a nation state. The Christian West will always remain divided against one another. It is only Islam that is able to fully unite its adherents, not only spiritually, but also politically, as was the case for more than a millennium under the rule of the Khilafah, Caliph, the leader of the believers, which represented the general leadership of the entire Muslim Ummah. With Allah's permission, the Muslim Ummah will soon be reunited under the re-establishment Righteous Islamic Khilafah, Caliphate, state, on the method of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and will resume its rightful place as a leading state in the world. America works to align Muslim rulers for betrayal of Palestine. Following the formal announcement of his Middle East peace plan, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump continues to organize support from its agent rulers in the Muslim world, including a key meeting with Prime Minister of the Legal Jewish Entity and the Saudi Crown Prince. According to Middle East Monitor, extensive diplomatic talks were taking place between the U.S., Israel, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia to set up a summit in Cairo, to include an exclusive meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, according to senior Arab diplomatic sources last night. Reported by Israeli news outlet Israel Hayom, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been conducting mediations between Tel Aviv and Riyadh regarding the meeting over the past year. Quote, in recent days, there has been very intensive discussions between Washington, Israel, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia to arrange a summit meeting in Cairo as early as the coming weeks, even before the election in Israel. End quote. Confirmed by the senator Arab diplomatic source. Apart from Egypt, where it is held, it will be attended by the U.S., Israel, Saudi Arabia, and also rulers of the United Arab Emirates, Sudan, Bahrain, and Oman. It was reported initially suggested by Bahrain that the summit will be held in the capital Manama as the first, quote, deal of the century, end quote, gathering was, where Netanyahu and bin Salman would have met. It was also received that Jordan received an invitation to the proposal summit, but the country's king, Abdullah, has requested officials from other Arab states to ensure that Palestinian Authority, PA, President Mahmoud Abbas should also receive an invitation. The request was allegedly met with a positive response from the U.S., which confirmed the discussions with Ramallah were already taking place, and that Israel had agreed to the PA's involvement. The rulers of Muslims are more than happy to comply with American demands. Their only fear is the unrest among Muslims that they rule over. Trump has badly miscalculated the feeling of the Muslim Ummah, and, with Allah's permission, the implementation of the so-called peace plan will not only end in failure, but will lead to the downfall of all American agents in the Muslim world.